As we talk about redeveloping Jacksonville's downtown, we can learn from another city's revitalization journey, St. Louis. Bill Delaney just got back from St. Louis, and he joins us now. This is The Jackson on WJCT. Bill, tell us one thing that St. Louis has done particularly well in planning its downtown.
The main thing that they've done well that Jacksonville is still kind of trying to wrap its head around is clustering, which is including all of their attractions within a compact, walkable setting. Pretty much all of the main attractions in downtown St. Louis are within a stone's throw of each other. Everything from the Arch down by the river, the convention center, Busch Stadium where the Cardinals play, the baseball stadium, and a lot of new development that's going on around there.
How would you compare that to Jacksonville?
So in Jacksonville, we haven't tended to try to make each individual piece work together. So you have things like in the core of downtown, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on Laura Street. The landing is there, and there's things that are there. But then over at the stadium, which is a mile away, they're spending millions on projects over there. And then all the way over in Brooklyn, which is a mile from the core downtown and 2 or 3 miles from the stadium, we're talking about all the new developments that are going up there. So it's things that aren't very close together.
So you kind of need to get in a car or maybe eventually the replacement for the Skyway if you're going to be visiting these different districts.
Yeah, exactly. It's not something that you can just walk from one thing to another and really generate foot traffic and vibrancy.
What else did you see in St. Louis that seems to be working for them?
Long-term vision. They had, back in the mid-20th century, a lot of the same problems that we've had in Jacksonville. White flight and declining population, people heading out for the suburbs, and the decline of industrial activity. And their biggest project, of course, was the St. Louis Arch, which they found 40 blocks of what they considered at the time to be, you know, a dilapidated area. And the city bought it and had a plan to turn it into a park and a huge monument. And they didn't know at first it was going to be an arch, and they didn't know how long it would take. It took 30 years, but they stuck with their vision. And finally, when it was done, they have their signature attraction.
So that strategy paid off in the long term.
Right. And so, you know, in Jacksonville, we demolished huge chunks of La Villa, big chunks of Brooklyn, just different buildings all around downtown. And for the most part, those are still empty lots, and it's been a similar amount of time, but because we didn't stick with a vision of what we wanted to turn that property into, it's just still a moonscape. That's why I get really nervous when people talk about bulldozing the landing. If you don't have a great idea and a funding source for what you're going to replace it with, that could just be another field on the river.
But at the same time, Bill, we do have a lot of development talk that's not just talk anymore in downtown.
Yeah, that's right. So we have things that are coming up, and they are going right in the core, which would be that same walkable area. A really, you know, impressive one that's happening now is the Laura Street Trio and Barnett Bank redevelopment is moving along, and that's right in the middle of that area on Laura Street. You know, add some vibrancy. Another would be the convention center. You know, there's different ideas of where that ought to go. Some are talking about putting it at the stadium, but the main idea is to put it where the old courthouse was on the river, which again would be closer to the other attractions, you know, the Elbow District. So there would be a lot more opportunity for synergy between that. You know, we're already, you know, starting to wrap our minds around clustering. And so if we stick with the other aspect of that, developing a long-term vision and sticking with it, things will really come together.
That's Bill Delaney with Modern Cities. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Downtown Investment Authority.